Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up, my people? This is Vibe With Me High Energy. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, back with another episode. And today, this episode, I'm going to be touching on overthinking situations and things in your life and causing just more on yourself than what you need. Don't overthink it. We as humans begin to take situations or things, challenges, I should say, and we blow it out of proportion. And we as human beings have a tendency to go beyond what's actually going on in our lives, and we create more anxiety for ourselves by overthinking it. So overthinking creates anxiety. For the people in the back not listening, overthinking creates anxiety and stress. Your heart begins to race. Your heart starts thumping real fast. You literally feel sick to your stomach. And negative thoughts skip through your mind all day long like little kids on the playground, okay? You may panic or you may feel fear when you're overthinking. All of this is a natural thing that we do. It's natural. Everybody does it. But there are ways to stop overthinking, to learn how to stop overthinking situations. And that's what I'm going to talk about here. So overthinking is basically to think about something too much or for too long. So you're thinking about it too much or you're thinking about it too long. And people overthink because they have a problem weighing heavy on their mind. And you begin to lose sleep because of this problem that you can't stop thinking about over and over and over again. And you can't relax, right? So here's what I have to say about that. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat the things going on in your life. Don't think about it for too long. Life's hard. Yes, we know that. Everybody knows that. But it can become a whole lot easier once you learn how to deal with certain situations. But overthinking can cause problems. When you overthink, your judgment is cloudy. For the people in the back, you're cloudy when you're overthinking. And your stress levels are elevated. You are spending too much time in the negative when you are overthinking situations or things in your life, the challenges, whatever it may be. Sometimes we have too many damn options. We get overwhelmed. We waste so much time thinking about it that opportunities pass us by. So my advice in this race of life, just stop jumping the gun. Stop scratching your head trying to figure out what to do next or what's going to happen and just take a step back. Now, here I come with analogies because you know your girl like analogies. And I want you guys to think of overthinking as this calculus problem. It's not a regular math problem. It's something a little bit more difficult. So it's a calculus. Think of it as a calculus math problem, okay? So you spend hours and hours in and out of your head, in your mind, diving into this problem and doing a whole bunch of calculations, right? And even if you did all that, you know, all of that calculations, you know, there's still a bunch of other things unaccounted for, the unknown, that would be hard to measure or predict at all. So even if you do all the work and try to come up with the answer, you still wouldn't learn much more than you already knew. So why overthink it? Overthinking is just a waste of time. It is a waste of your time, your mental space, and it just brings you down into this pit that you find it hard to get out of when you overthink situations. You're putting too much into what's not reality or what's not going on. So here I'm about to give you right now, I'm about to drop something on you. So what I'm putting down, I need you to pick up. I'm about to drop down 10 ways to change how you perceive things, how you look at things, and stop overthinking it. All right. Number one, awareness. You need to have awareness of what you are thinking. You need to be aware. Before you address or deal with your habit of overthinking, you need to learn to be aware of it when it's happening. Anytime you start stressing out or doubting yourself, just stop. Look at the situation and how you are responding to it. Be aware and make the change, okay? Awareness. Number two, don't think of what can go wrong. Think of what can go right. See, a lot of times when things aren't going our way, we start thinking about all the things that could go wrong instead of the things that could go right. So turn the bad into the good. The negative energy into positive energy. For the people in the back not paying attention, turn the negative energy into positive energy. Overthinking caused this fear. Overthinking is caused by fear. Excuse me. When you focus on the positive, okay, and all the things that can go right, and keep those thoughts present in your mind, meaning keep those positive thoughts in your conscious mind, present in this moment, your attitude determines how you push through the challenge. So if you have a positive attitude, those overthinking thoughts won't last very long in your mind because you're searching for what can go right in the situation. You're being positive, okay? So don't think of what can go wrong. Think of what can go right. Number three, distract yourself. Distract yourself to be happy. You know, it's helpful to focus on happy things. So distract yourself by either meditating, listening to good music, dancing, drawing, or anything that you enjoy doing that can distance you from the problem enough to stop thinking about it. Watch comedy. Get a good laugh. Anything that takes your mind and makes you happy off of what you're thinking about currently. So distract yourself to be happy. Number four, look at it from a different perspective. Meaning, look at it with new eyes, okay? It's easy to make things bigger than they actually are. Next time you catch yourself making a mountain out of an ant pile, ask yourself, will this even matter 5 years from now, or next month, or next week, or tomorrow? Whatever's going on, will it even matter in those time frames? Change up the time frame and shut down overthinking before you get ate up by your own ants. And ants stands for automatic negative thoughts, okay? So change the time frame for the people in the back not listening. Shut down overthinking before you get ate up by your own ants. Those automatic negative thoughts that are already in our subconscious mind. So look at it from a different perspective, okay? Number 5, stop trying to be perfect. Nobody in this world is perfect, okay? I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. People on TV you see not perfect. People's lives are not perfect. It's all a facade. And you just know this, that shit happens, okay, to everybody. So being ambitious is great, but being in a state of always trying to be perfect or perfection, that's unrealistic, okay? So being perfect is never as smart as making progress. So stop trying to be perfect and fix everything and just make steps to make progress, okay? Focus on it one step at a time so that you are making progress to get to where you want to be or to handle a situation the way it needs to be handled. So stop trying to be perfect. Number 6, never fear. Little Miss Know-It-All is here. You know, I'm here to give you the things that I was not given. I'm here to teach. I'm also here learning right with you. So don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid of your past. Don't be afraid to learn. You know, the whole experience is about learning and growing. So don't be afraid of trying based off your past experiences. That's just what it is. It's your past. It happened. That doesn't mean if you do the same thing in the future that same experience will happen again. Push through your challenges. You know, just because, like I just said, just because it didn't work out before doesn't mean it won't this time. Remember that every opportunity is a new beginning, a place to start again. Never fear. Number 7, time for yourself. You know, take time for yourself. Or take time, that's not what I meant to say. Okay. Time yourself is what I meant to say. Not take time. You do need to take time for yourself. But time yourself, meaning set a time boundary, okay? Like, let's say, you need to give yourself a certain amount of time to think, to worry, and to analyze. You know, maybe for 5 minutes. You spend 5 minutes to think about it, to worry about it, to analyze it. And then after that timer's up, you let it go. Then maybe for like 10 minutes, you can write down, you know, all the solutions to that problem. Okay? And that helps you realize, okay, this could happen. You focus on the good when you write down solutions to your problem instead of thinking about all the things that can go wrong. That goes back to, I think, number 3. But write down for 10 minutes all the solutions to your problems and what you can learn from that. Time yourself. Number 8. You are not psychic, okay? You are not Sylvia Brown. You are not Miss Cleo, okay? Don't come to me looking for your psychic reading. But you are not psychic, okay? So you cannot predict the future. No one can, okay? The only time we have is now. So when you go into overthinking, right? And you start saying, oh, this will probably happen. This might happen. That might happen. You're trying to predict the future. And you don't know what's going to happen. Because, like I said, you're not psychic. No one is psychic. And the only time we have is the time now. Now. This moment. You know, if you spent time, okay, you spend your time in the present moment worrying about the future, you're robbing yourself of your time now. And that's why I always say focus on the present moment, this moment right here, right now, the here and now, because you're robbing yourself of your time when you're focused on things of your past and things of your future, because the only moment we have is the moment we're in. Spend time on things that give or bring you joy now. That helps stop overthinking. You are not psychic. Number 9, just expect the best. And I know y'all hear me say this all the time because It's what it is. It is what it is. It's the truth. Expect nothing but the best, you know. Once you've given your best effort, you know, accept it. Accept it for what it is. And know that some things you can't control, you know. You can't control everything, every situation. It's not up to you to control it. It's up to you to just do your best, you know, and expect the best. You know, you've done what you could. So accept it for what it is. And finally, number 10, my favorite word, gratitude. Just be grateful, okay? Spend your time positively. It helps you be a better person. It helps you stop overthinking. Every morning, just make a list of what you're grateful for. And when times get rough, because times will get rough, that is a part of life. Everything is not peaches and cream. You already know this. You know this. I know this. So just when times get rough, go back and read it. Read what you wrote from a day or two ago, a month ago, however long you've been writing, you know, and witness all the good that's surrounding you already in your life. It helps you appreciate what you have and stop worrying about things that are not in your control. And those are the 10 things. I can run back through them real quick, okay? Number 1, awareness. Number 2, don't think of what can go wrong, but think of what can go right. Number 3, just distract yourself to be happy. Number 4, look at it from a different perspective. Number 5, stop trying to be perfect. Number 6, never fear, okay? Number 7 is time yourself. Number 8, you are not psychic, okay? Number 9, expect the best. And number 10, be grateful. Now, here's what I have to say. Overthinking is something that can happen to anybody. Like I said, it's natural. But if you adopt a regimen for dealing with it, you can at least stop some of the negative, anxious, stressful thinking and turn it into something positive, useful, productive, and effective. So don't sweat the small stuff. I hope you use the knowledge I have given you today to help you become your best self, to help you be happy, be relaxed, stay calm, and have positive thinking and positive attitudes and positive vibes. Okay? I thank you for listening to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. I love you guys. And I pray that you take what I've given you today and use it in your own life. And I hope that you're having a great day. I pray that everything goes well for you. And I pray that you have abundance on top of abundance in your life. And I'm sending out my good energy to you and my vibes. And just remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace and prosperity. It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and I need my listeners. I need you guys to share this podcast on your social media. I need you to go to Twitter and follow this page, this podcast Vibe With Me High Energy. Show your girl some love by hitting that heart button. Hit me up in the comments. If you got questions, I'm here to answer them. Push the buttons, okay? Push my buttons, all right? All right, peace out.